In European newspapers today, coverage of President Bush's outline for Middle East peace concentrated on his urging a change in the Palestinian leadership. Sample headlines read, Bush tells the Palestinians, you must get rid of Arafat, and Arafat must go. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana said today it was up to the Palestinians to choose their own leaders. But there was little other official reaction. Hugo Young is a columnist with the Guardian newspaper. Good morning.
Good morning.
President Bush has backed a provisional Palestinian state, but one that does not include Yasser Arafat, and he has told the Palestinians to choose new leaders uncompromised by terror. How is that being viewed in Europe?
I think it's being viewed by people who have felt themselves quite distant from what's been going on. I think the most conspicuous feature of this latest phase of the Middle East peace process, if we may still call it that, it's just an aspiration, of course, is the way that the Europeans have been marginalized. I don't say that really in a sense of reproach to the Americans, but simply that events on the ground have seemed to have given the European diplomacy a very small role to play. Obviously, their traditional link, as it were, is towards the Palestinians. The EU finances the Palestinians to an enormous extent, and so on. And you heard what Solana said, which I think probably does reflect the European diplomat's view, that the elementary point that the Americans cannot pick the Palestinian leader.
The Europeans really want to be more involved than they are?
I think that's a interesting question, where that would be so if they knew what they wanted to do. I mean, diplomats, and especially EU diplomats like Solana, very much want to be involved. But I think there's a sense of, to my mind, of the role of the Europeans, the role of different European countries, Britain included, France and so on, being sort of inevitably marginalized. I mean, this event is a massive event on the ground. If any outside power can influence this, it can only be the Americans. The European charges against the Americans in this respect of unilateralism, and this is a familiar European complaint about the Bush regime, I think is really very contradictory, maybe even in some ways rather hypocritical, because in this particular place, I mean, there are other places where it's not true, they know perfectly well that only Washington is going to have the clout to do anything. And actually, they would prefer to watch Washington try and do something, I think, than intervene too much themselves.
The president did not repeat his demand for the immediate withdrawal of Israeli forces, nor did he suggest an international conference. Is that of concern then?
I think it would be, certainly, yes. I mean, I think it is seen as a very strongly sort of pro-Israeli position, which most Europeans do not think will really work. They watch as skeptical spectators because they know that this position, if it's going to get anywhere, is going to have to moderate. I mean, I think probably the larger fear of the Europeans is that although this looks like a very important strategic intervention by Bush, the question still remains as whether America really is committed to an interventionist position which has some chance of succeeding. I mean, the Bush people spent so much time scorning what Clinton did and vowing never to get involved in such detail. It seems to me that, particularly when you hear, for example, this phrase, the provisional Palestinian state, what is a provisional state? That's a question which is being asked here. And I think that you almost can carry that across to asking, is this a provisional American intervention or one which is going to endure?
Hugo Young is a columnist with the Guardian newspaper.